Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. We are on a very, very important chapter, chapter 15, post-merger issues. Friends, up till now we saw the basic concepts of mergers, acquisitions, takeovers, reverse mergers, the motives of merger, the basis of merger, the due diligence process, the legal issues, and we also saw the financing of mergers. Another important aspect we also saw was the reasons for failures. And a major reason for failure of a merger is not handling properly the post-merger issues. And hence, to make your merger very successful, this chapter is going to be very, very important on post-merger issues. This chapter helps you to understand the post-merger issues, the alternative acquisition integration approaches, the political, cultural, and change management perspectives on integration, the managerial challenges of post-merger success, and the problems and solutions in the merger and acquisition integration process. What happens after mergers and acquisitions? Though mergers result in an increase in the new organization resources and the workforce, they do affect the efficient functioning of the newly merged entity. This transformation is a critical period for the organization and the workforce, which experiences extra pressure and responsibility in the form of problems of job security, identity crisis, etc., etc. It is important, therefore, to motivate the employees and show them the brighter side of the merger and how it would benefit them. Because the employees are the main fuel for making the merger successful. What more to be done by the combined entity becomes a very big question. A combined organization enjoys an edge over its competitors and has better opportunities of growth. However, this may not be possible without paying adequate attention to the grievances and training of the workforce. Alignment of diverse processes and utilization of all the critical information. So, whether it is training the workforce, whether it is alignment of diverse processes, whether it is utilization of all the critical information, there has to be special strategies to deal with these issues for a combined entity. In addition, proper assessment of the time and the method of merger is highly essential to facilitate successful merger of the organizations. In this chapter, you will learn the concept of integration in mergers, issues involved in the integration, tools for integration, strategies for post-merger success, post-merger growth strategies, and the human side of mergers and acquisitions, which is very, very important. So let's begin with the concept of integration in mergers. Integration in merger and acquisition can be summed up by the catchphrase, "Make him like me." A merger proposal involves negotiation with the target company's manager directors to facilitate a smooth deal between the entities. Merger and acquisitions involve bringing people and organizational structures of more than one type under one single control and effect their unification. Along with the resources, a newly formed organization also inherits a stock of liabilities. So what more is in this concept of integration in mergers? Dealing with issues and the integration of various processes is critical for the survival of the new organization. The entire process of merger and acquisition focuses on the theoretical forecasting exercise until the integration process commences. To achieve the anticipated value creation and to preserve this intrinsic value, the integration stage must be aggressively managed and the sources of value need to be focused on. So whatever issues we have seen in the previous slide needs to be handled very, very tactfully. The survival of the new organization will purely depend on that. The entire process of merger and acquisition focuses on theoretical forecasting exercise until the integration process commences, and hence the integration process is very important. To achieve anticipated value creation and to preserve the intrinsic value, the integration stage must be aggressively managed and the sources of value need to be focused on. Now let us understand the process involved during the integration in mergers. It is during integration that teams are rebuilt, capabilities are developed, and people are motivated to drive the integration process. The process involves various aspects such as managing multiple cultures, innovating, building new teams, managing the complex change process. The objective intended to be achieved during the process of integration, including completing analytical activities not completed prior to the closing, integrating the target and rebuilding the organization into a stronger, more competitive entity that is capable of creating value. Activities that are common to most merger and acquisition integrations could be demonstrating a committed and open-minded leadership, building teams and work units, focusing on financial and strategic objectives, remaining flexible, providing for capable and motivated teams, assimilating new people, and achieving cultural integration. Getting employees to embrace change, sharing information and fostering the corporate understanding, implementing the process and cooperating during its duration, and setting priorities. So these are the common challenges that organizations face in the process of integration. There are some more challenges, such as combining the corporate functions and internal process and the measuring of results. Organizations can mitigate these challenges and achieve value creation by effectively using project management, performance measurement, and continuous improvement methodologies. Now let's understand the issues involved in integration. Mergers and acquisitions have the potential to enhance the shareholders' value. What ultimately makes mergers or alliances work are the people and the collective cultures of the companies that are merging. Unfortunately, most organizations fail in effectively executing the integration process. When different mindsets and differing corporate cultures are coming together, the task becomes all the more challenging. They are also unable to handle the problems that can occur during the prolonged process of integration. Mergers represent important transformations in the organizations that, if not properly managed, can create disruptions and destroy a firm's value. So what are the common causes behind the unfavorable results? It is failure to align leadership, management, supervisory practices with the new combination score values, absence of lack of guidance about maintaining the people factor, maintain productivity and job satisfaction. These are the common causes behind unfavorable results in a merger. Some more causes could be failure to facilitate the multi-directional knowledge transfer and organization learning within the new combination, failure to redesign the core work process in a way that involves the employees, failure in the selection of appropriate personnel for cross-border and cross-unit assignments, lack of global competencies in key managers and supervisors, failure to reconceptualize performance management and career planning, failure to align differing benefits and compensation packages, failure to facilitate the productivity of geographically dispersed virtual teams, slow decision-making process, failure on the part of the CEO and other top-level executives to provide coaching or mentoring to subordinates in preparation for a deal. So having understood these causes, let's understand what are the tools of integration. Working towards and attaining effective post-merger integration is very, very crucial. The post-merger integration phase covers operational part of the merger project. And therefore, it is necessary to focus attention on the communication of the new strategic objectives and the new vision of the merged organization. Implementation of a new shared corporate and management culture, development of a new management structure for the new larger organization, especially overcoming leadership problems in very large units, is very, very crucial for the success of merger. Integration of formerly separate units from both former organizations is also very, very important for the success of a merger. Harmonization of management compensation and management systems becomes very, very important when people from both sides come together. Overcoming the language barriers and country-specific cultural differences also becomes very, very crucial. Overcoming staff suspicions of the other organization, the us versus them syndrome, also needs to be understood and addressed properly. Otherwise, the suspicion and confusion in the staff mind will not have the proper integration of the merger process. Filling of the management positions, allocation of responsibilities, knowledge transfer among the units that are to be integrated, maintenance of customer relation during integration phase also becomes important tools for integration. Organizations, therefore, need to take care of certain factors for making a merger successful. And what are these factors? The number one factor is the vision and the mission of the organization, ensuring communication, selecting the right leader, welcoming the new culture, team building, capturing value from different sources. So let us see these factors one by one. The first factor, vision and mission of the organization. Research by A.T. Kearney done in the late 1990s suggested that a vision of a merged entity has a critical function in the post-merger integration. The ever-changing dynamics of the organizational environment makes vision the most critical element as it projects the organizational thinking and aspirations, both for the short term as well as long term. It is very important for a merged company to get out of the old format and develop a new future strategy, taking into consideration the mission and vision of the merged organization as well. For all the merged entities, shared vision is the central element that allows them to gain the support of all the stakeholders. Unless the stakeholders understand the vision of the new entity, they would hesitate to invest the time, effort, and money in the entity. And therefore, it is critical that leaders decide on the new vision and the values for the newly formed entity. So how do we ensure the communication, which is an important factor of the vision and mission? The merging entity should practice open and clear communication with each other. And this open communication should be in terms of knowledge, information, and technical skills. It is the leader's job to bridge the gap between the employees of the merged entities. He needs to ensure that employees are introduced to each other properly and that they make a collective effort to attain the goals of the organization. Communication should not be restricted to employees alone. It should be extended to all the key stakeholders, including the investors, the customers, the suppliers, the media, and the industry analysts. All of them should be well informed about the transition happening in the merged entity. Next important factor is selecting the right leader. To speed up the process of integration, it is crucial to identify a leader quickly with due consideration. The right person for the task would be one who does not believe in doing the entire job by himself, but resource to teamwork. You should be able to allocate the right jobs to the right people at different hierarchies. How do we select the right leader? The success of a leader greatly depends on intelligence, fairness, and objectivity shown in selecting and handling a team. A team should include people from both the companies. A leader should involve realistic targets and offer incentives for reaching the targets. He or she should leave no stone unturned to maintain the focus of the integration team on capturing the value. Another important factor is welcoming a new culture. A merged organization should not interpret cultural differences in the negative sense. On the contrary, the differences should be effectively utilized to derive value. The merging entities should ensure that integration is attained not through the prevailing organization cultures of the merged entities, but through a culture that emphasizes the performance. Performance culture can be defined as a practice that focuses and lays stress on efficiency at all levels irrespective of the hierarchy. If the merged entity can promote performance culture, attaining integration is just a matter of time. Yet another important factor is team building. As we have seen, an effective leader does not do work by its own, but has a well-balanced team. Mergers give way to new teams. The teams that come in existence may have diversity in language, culture, religion, economic background, etc. The differences should not be perceived as a threat. Instead, they should be looked upon as a source of value creation. The leader has to play a very important role and needs to encourage coordination and cooperation among the new team members. They should be encouraged to rise above their differences and work together for the growth of the merged organization. They should be made to focus on the new vision of the merged entities. Net another factor important for merger is capturing value from different sources. The biggest advantage merged entities enjoy is the diversity. The diverse characteristics of the workforce and the value systems can be used as a basis of capturing value. Diversity provides several key sources of capturing value. Depending on the circumstances of the merger, some will be more valuable than the others. Another important factor, the growth-oriented sources of value. New products, service of offerings, markets, customer segments, and distribution channels are very, very important. Enhanced market presence and market capture is also very important. Enhanced product development efficiency, such as the leverage research and development and internal best practices, can be yet another growth-oriented source of value. Combined technologies of capabilities, leverage source for sales force, increased capture of the value chain can be also very important growth-oriented sources of value. What are the efficiency-oriented sources of value? The efficiency-oriented sources of value can be the integrated supply chain, the leverage procurement volume, the production footprint optimization, the facility optimization, the vertical integration, and deintegration. This can be very important efficiency-oriented sources of value. Some more efficiency-oriented sources of value can be the distribution channel optimization, the salesforce optimization, the headquarters consolidation, the support function consolidation, such as the human resources, finance, IT, etc. There are some other sources of value, such as the financial value, balance sheet items, taxes, etc. Optimized programs and policies, such as the benefits programs, rationalization and or elimination of special programs, projects, etc. Additional alliance or relationships, organizations that can address the aforementioned issues effectively, can be sure that the merging entity shall integrate successfully. So we have to look at different sources of value to make the merger a great success. Now let us look at the strategies for post-merger success. Roger Klein, Director of Hospitality Consulting Services of the erstwhile Arthur Andersen, suggested various strategies for success of mergers by challenging the odds on the post-merger integration success. Provide visible leadership from top management. Ensure that the transition follows a structured and phased approach. So more strategies for post-merger success could be ensuring that the goals are clearly defined and the process is tracked, managing change from the outset, using the best practices to drive the creation of new organization and its business process, using the cross-functional teams to drive the merger, ensuring that communication is well planned and coordinated. So more strategies could be recognizing that merger is fraught with risk, avoid taking too much for granted. Focus on adding value to the enterprise while avoiding those actions that can destroy it. Avoid the compromises that result from playing to politics. Concentrate on the key employees' retention. Some employees may not have the same roles as before, but their value should be recognized and their egos nurtured. Identifying the leadership who will make the merger work is also very important. It is a very tough process and not always suitable for managers who have proven to be best at organic growth. Do not leave the culture clashes left unchecked. Culture can be pervasive, and the differences between the two merged companies can undermine the best laid plans for the collaboration. So more strategies for post-merger success could be the culture migration. The culture migration to the desired organization behavior is best achieved by a visible example along with continuous reinforcement. Information technology systems are frequently incompatible. It is best to come to grip with this reality sooner than later. Recognize the importance of the company's customs and its own people. Mergers offer great opportunities for the competitors to rate the company for its best people and customers. Focus on The 80-20 rule, commonly known as the Pareto principle, which submits 80% of the effect come from 20% of the group. Avoid overanalysis. When one has a tendency to overanalyze, one is influenced by the desire to be perfect. Excessive focus on perfection is generally ineffective. The delayed causes encourage resistance to change, which undermines the plans that is eventually implemented. And finally, do not miss revenue enhancement opportunities and come through the cross-selling and the development of new products and services for the expanded customer base. Now let's understand the post-merger growth strategies. A structural plan is required for the post-merger period. Planning will help you to succeed, especially in the post-merger phase. The management should be aware of all the types of outcomes. Extensive planning is required not only before the mergers, but even after the merger deals are done. Facts and research reports support that 70% of the outcome of a merger depends upon the way activities are handled during the post-merger period. Management should be well prepared not only for the changes, but also for the outcome of the changes. Any ignorance on the part of the companies to develop a merger integration plan, taking it for granted that after the merger, other adjustments will happen automatically, is a big, big mistake. You need to plan out to deal and cope with every minute outcome or event that could happen in a post-merger scenario. So what are the crucial activities during the process of integration? The crucial activity includes managing expectations, communicating decisions through the right channels in a timely manner, giving consistent messages about the strategies to all the stakeholders, assigning management change arrangements so that they facilitate the change and ensure that all the hurdles in the process are removed. Friends, the next important factor is effective human resources strategies. Employees should be effectively motivated to support the changes which arise due to the mergers. The post-merger growth of the entity depends on various elements such as the social cultural integration, the reliable environment for employees and customers, well-informed stakeholders. The next important effective human resource strategies includes the expectations management, the change management, the effective schedule, and the detailed market research. Let's see one by one. The social cultural integration. The merged company should take special care to promote the social and cultural activities to bridge the differences across the organizations and amongst the employees. Questionnaires and interviews are of great help in knowing the views and idea of the organization employees. They aid in accelerating the integration process. Next important, reliable environment for employees and customers. Creation of a trusting environment and satisfaction of the customers and employees is another post-merger necessity. To make a change sustainable and make it a part of the corporate structure, a company must provide a healthy and new atmosphere to its employees and customers. Changes are not easily accepted, so it becomes very important that both the employees and customers should be slowly introduced to them. Well-informed stakeholders play a very important role in a post-merger scenarios. Stakeholders are an important part of any organization, and therefore the merged organization must keep the stakeholders well informed about the changes that have taken place in the organization and how the stakeholders would be positively or negatively affected due to these changes. Very important factor responsible for post-merger success is expectations management. The merged organization should be ready to welcome changes at regular intervals. In addition, it should be well prepared to meet the rising expectations of the customers, employees, stakeholders, and the market as a whole. Only then the process of post-merger would be very, very smooth. One also needs to manage the change. An effective management is the most important change agent. The management can work as an intermediary between the pre-merger and the post-merger expectations and ensure that they are met. The management should take care of the various phases of post-merger integrations, such as identification of strategies, establishment of the integration plan, implication of the plan. Integration guidance and the major decision should be in line with the future vision and development strategy for a post-merger company. There has to be an effective schedule. It is very important that an effective, quick, and crisp schedule is prepared for a post-merger integration. This is because a prolonged post-merger growth strategy might lead to unnecessary rise in the cost, which includes the time, money, and the material cost. It is very important to have an external and internal growth strategy so that there is a simultaneous growth of the merged company or the organization in finance, marketing, sales, personal matters, etc., etc. Apart from becoming bigger in size, a merged organization should also strive to become better and more efficient in its process. There has to be a detailed market research. An extensive primary and secondary market research is required so that the market expectations can be met effectively. A well-managed merger can help a merged company to create opportunities for higher growth, better profitability, better efficiency, and optimum productivity. In a global and highly competitive market, the issue of post-merger growth strategies gains more importance. Irrespective of the sector in which the merger happens, insurance, banking, automobile, retail, or any other sector, post-merger adjustments are crucial for sustainable and profitable growth. Now let us look at the human side of mergers and acquisitions. When we talk about human side, employees become a very important aspect. Employees should be effectively motivated to support the changes which arise due to the mergers. A good merger can fail, despite good financial or strategic sense, if the human element is ignored. By focusing on the human aspect, the risk of failure of the proposed merger and acquisition can be reduced to a greater extent. So what is the human side of the merger and acquisitions? Most mergers fail as the expectation of the employees, customers, and clients are overlooked. For the merged entity to work together harmoniously, it is important that the corporate culture of both the companies go hand in hand. Though inherent differences will always be there, the real change in integrating these differences and pursuing the set objectives. It is important to assess the quality of the people in both the entities. A successful post-merger integration process requires good governance and healthy management practices, attention to cultural profiles, and focus on the individual behavior. While cultural conflicts can have a strong negative effect on the post-merger integration process, one needs to resolve them at the earliest. A good merger would have various features. It takes into consideration the people affected by it and involves them in the process of the merger. It helps the employees well informed. It keeps the employees well informed. The right people are assigned for the right task. Continuous efforts are made to minimize the negative effects of the cultural differences between the employees of the merging entities. Continuous measures are initiated to unite the people. A good merger would also have importance given to the views and vision of the executives of both the sides. Talent is recognized and suitably rewarded. Employees get continuity in employment and work in fair environment. Queries are not left unanswered. It promotes employee satisfaction. An honest appraisal of the situation is done and communicated to all. The HR department is effective and fair to all. Now let us look at the people component. People component becomes an important ingredient of the success of the merger. The right time to give importance to people is given even before due diligence. The people component should be addressed much before the deal is announced. A holistic approach and a sustainable effort towards change is a better option. A merger can be successful only if the management, employer, and employee have a common understanding of the vision and mission. People issues are considered to be soft issues, but if they are ignored, an organization can lose its momentum to grow. People should be given some time to adjust to the new merged atmosphere. Involving employees in culture and social meetings is a good option before the merger happens. Employees in both the organizations should be continuously updated about the changes in relation to the wages, the compensation, the benefits, employment contracts, etc. An effective human capital program is one in which people are involved in all the phases of merger and acquisition transactions, a pre-deal, during the deal, and the post-deal. A successful merger and acquisition strategy is one where HR spans all the stages of the transaction, the pre-deal strategy and planning, carrying out due diligence, and post-merger integration. Now let us look at the three factors to help companies achieve the merger success. Mercer has identified three key factors to help the companies achieve merger success, and people dimensions play an important part in each. So what are these three key factors? Number one is the business logic. Why is the deal being done and what needs to be achieved? The second key factor, the price paid. That is, what is the economic baseline and what improvements in the post-merger performance do we need to see that? The third key factor is integration. How do we translate the strategy to merger required into the real value? So friends, with this, we have reached the conclusion of this chapter. Post-merger integration, in a wider term, encompasses the recognition of each and every aspect of the company's functional area to achieve the objectives planned and aimed at merger and acquisition. Depending on the type of acquisition made, its strategic rational and value creation logic, the companies involved into the merger have to be integrated in varying degrees. It involves integration of systems, processes, procedures, strategies, reporting systems, etc. Integrating organizations may require people to change their mindset, cultures, and behaviors. Cultural issues had to be addressed during the integration process. Integration implies a full consolidation of the operation, organization, and the culture of both the firms over time. Thank you.